Like, this is a way bigger problem than the problems that we had when with Mexico, Canada, and you were getting suspended. This seems to me that this could be the biggest issue ever with Amazon. Hey everyone, it's Norm Ferrari, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today, we had a slight change. Unfortunately, our guest had to cancel at the last minute because of a family emergency. So we'll have him on at a later time. But today, I just put out the word to our group to see what questions we could help answer today. And if we couldn't find the questions, we'd find out for them and put it back in the group. Anyway, let's see how this rolls out today. It's one of those things, man, if this was our first podcast, I would be in the fetal position, but let's see how it rolls out. Okay. Welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA. All right. You know what? Steve, cool hand. So Luke, I see you already in the comments. Steve's in Banff today. And Luke, hey, guys, if you have any questions, why don't you throw them into the comments section? Kelsey, if you could monitor our WhatsApp group too. I've asked in the WhatsApp group if they had any questions. And I saw that comment from Joe. Leave it to Joe with his question. But all right, before we get into questions, Kelsey, what do we have going on today?
All right. So, well, welcome everyone. We're doing a Q&A today. It's everyone's favorite. So get your questions in, get your comments in. What's been going well for you? What hasn't? We want updates on you guys. And we do have our newsletter coming up this Monday. I've been talking to a bunch of our past guests and we've got some special things happening. I'm pretty excited to announce in the newsletter too. So make sure you sign up. The links are in the description, and also join our WhatsApp group. Links are also there as well. We've got Marina joining us too. Good to see you, Marina and Rad. And yeah, we've got a great show today. It's going to be a casual show. Make sure you get your questions in. It could be anything Amazon related, e-commerce. And if we don't know the questions or the answers,
we'll make it up.
Yeah, we're going to wing it. but we do have to throw it over to a sponsor first. So we're going to do that, and we'll be back in just a second.
Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. All right. So I guess a couple of things that I do want to just mention before we get into this. We've got a few things happening. Kelsey, you talked about the newsletter, and we're always trying to improve that newsletter. So it'd be interesting to get your comments back. So it's not just, you know, we just don't want to throw something out there and we think that it's, interesting. Like, where's the beer? Do you like that? The personal stories, do you like that? The content that's being curated from our guests, just, you know, is it too much? Is it too little? Is it just right? So please let us know what's happening. Here comes Dallas. And you have nothing in your face today. No egg, no knife. Good. Okay, he's learning. Dallas the Dumb is learning. So that's with the newsletter. Then we have a couple of announcements to make. The Titan event is happening in 2 weeks. Not sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there are tickets left. But if you'd like to go to that, just let us know and we'll get you in contact with the Titan Network. That is, I highly recommend going to that. I've gone to 2 Titan events this year and they've both been awesome. And this is supposed to be 10 times better because there's a lot more people, a lot more speakers. And I know Kevin's going to be there. The other thing is BDSS. That is coming up soon. One thing I've seen, if anybody is interested in the Hawaii event, there are a couple of people that can't go. I just checked out the group before I came on here, and there are two people that are selling their tickets because they can't make it at a reduced rate. So if you're interested in Hawaii, let me know and I'll put you in touch with the people, unless you're part of the BDSS either newsletter or the BDSS group. So it's BDSN or BDSS WhatsApp group. So if you are, you'll see that they're selling their tickets for, $300-$500 less. And then finally, the BDSS virtual event is happening. Kelsey will put the information here and you'll hear it. You can also see it in the WhatsApp group. So I think there's 16 speakers. And we highly recommend as well the virtual event. That's one of the virtual events that I always attend. It's always got great information. Okay, so now where are we? Kels, let's see. Hello. Oh, thanks, Luke. You like the newsletter. That's great. What do you want to talk about, Kels? Maybe let's talk about some influencer thing just to start this thing rolling. And if anybody does have any questions, fine. If not, we'll start just doing or talking about anything. So this is like Seinfeld today. It's a show about nothing. Kels.
That's the way to sell it. Okay, so you're going to throw this on me, eh?
What's happening? Is there anything new that you're seeing in social media or in the influencer side of things?
Well, honestly, TikTok Shop, I'm definitely seeing a trend along, especially like on the online seller cruise, of how much TikTok Shop is making an impact and just the sheer power of the affiliates that are TikTok Shop is allowing. When you go into the TikTok Shop dashboard, you can actually take a look at the creators that are the affiliates for TikTok Shop and the amount of money some of these creators are making per month. It's insane. It's like upwards to 50K, 100K a month. And it's all completely open.
We know a person making, I introduced you to her when you came to Vegas with me, but she's making $1 million a month.
I've never been to Vegas.
When you went to Seller, what didn't you come to SellerCon with me?
Austin.
Yeah. So anyways, at SellerCon, I introduced you to her and Elizabeth, she's making over $1 million a month. And she started, I think it took her 6 months to get there.
Yeah. I wish I was American.
Wow.
Be pretty nice. Okay, looks like Nir is going to be popping on shortly. So okay. Nir, I'll send you the link so you can be on. It's going to be through Facebook Messenger, and we do have a question too. So
sure, let's get to that question.
Get into that first. This is from Marina, our fellow Canadian here. I got 1-star review, FBA order. A 2-day delivery turned into a 5-day headache. The delivery date kept getting pushed, and eventually I was over it, and Amazon finally offered the full refund, so I took it. It's a shame because it looks very sturdy and useful, but I'll never know because I don't want to deal with that again. Delayed my scheduling. Is it possible to remove this review since it's not about the product but Prime delivery?
Absolutely. So for the reviews, if it's a review about delivery, then that's a great excuse, right? So if it was an FBA order and had nothing to do with you, that is a candidate to be removed. So, for sure. If it had anything to do, if it said anything about your product in it, it would be harder. But if it's strictly about, a delivery, then yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Actually, I want to just add on to this. This was something that Danon was talking about on the Online Seller Cruise, and he's actually going to be on next week, I think on Friday, maybe on the Wednesday, but he's going to be talking about how you can remove those negative reviews with his program. So Check that out. Make sure you tune into that one. Or if you want to jump in and check out that service, I can put that link in the comment section.
Yeah, that's TraceViews, right?
Yep, TraceViews. Yep. So check it out. It gives you a free credit too. So yeah, hope that helps, Marina. Actually, I want to just add on to this. This was something that Danon was talking about on the Online Seller Cruise, and he's actually going to be on next week, I think on Friday, maybe on the Wednesday, but he's going to be talking about how you can remove those negative reviews with his program. So check that out. Make sure you tune into that one. Or if you want to jump in and check out that service, I can put that link in the comment section.
Yeah, that's TraceViews, right?
Yep, TraceViews. Yep. So check it out. It gives you a free credit too. So yeah, hope that helps, Marina.
Yeah. And so why don't we get send the link over to Nir. One of the other things to consider too is, and this goes back forever, but if you have a feedback that's talking about a product, the same thing. Feedback is for your delivery, your customer service. It's about how you operate as a vendor, not about product. So those are easy to get removed. It used to be pretty tough. Now it happens within milliseconds. You'll see that it gets removed. So that's pretty handy. Now, give me 1 second here. I know I've got a cough. All right. So yeah, talking about, let's go back to that TikTok shop. I've been talking just earlier today to a company who's doing really well on Amazon, and they just haven't thought about TikTok shop. They still haven't talked about Walmart. TikTok shop is definitely something, especially if you're in the States, to take a look at. What I should mention too is Walmart. So we had our Ecom Power podcast yesterday, and we were with Michael Lieber. He's been on the podcast before. So he's talking about the success. Now, get this. He is only doing Walmart. He's abandoned Amazon. Okay. So he just had enough of their crap. He's gone over. He started an agency as well. I should clarify that. But he's had very successful brands selling on Amazon. I'm going to stick to what I've said when I hear people saying and bashing, saying it's horrible, you know, they get no sales. Well, there's got to be an issue with it. Now, there could be the niche, but for the most part, we're seeing sales. I can talk to Macau that we've seen this one product that was selling $10,000 a month on Walmart. And once they did it properly. And we've told this to a lot of people before in the past, if you don't set it up, if you don't fill in all the attribution code fields, that you're not going to get it. It's not going to ghost you completely, the algorithm, but you're not going to be picked up. If you don't do a little bit of PPC spend, you're going to mess it up. It went to $125,000. So these are numbers that she can prove from 1 month, 10,000 to listing getting optimized properly to $125,000 in 2 months. So just interesting. Now that's not every product that's going to do that. You know, there's definitely, if you take a look, we've got a chart that we show what niches do the best on Walmart. But if you're not selling on Walmart, it's number two. Get going. And even now this is going to, I'm going to skip over to Talor Offer and Aaron Harbridge, my partners in the retail secrets course. Talor and Aaron, they go one step further in getting people into retail, into Walmart. How do you get, you know, into their open pitch, you know, so you can try to get into Walmart? What does that look like? So these are things that you can also look at. It's not just to get on their marketplace. All right, Kels, do we have any other questions? I can definitely get into some retail, but I think we've got a really handsome looking Israeli coming on.
We sure do. So if Nir's all set to go, we're going to bring him on. And hey, Nir.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
you took Kelsey away. Kelsey, come back. Say hello.
All right, I'm back.
How are you?
Good. It's good to see you.
Last time it was better. It was just the two of us. Norm was traveling.
We need to go back to those days.
Yeah.
I can leave if you want.
No. I'm so happy to see you both. For real.
You too. Okay, Nir.
Okay.
What are you seeing today? What's some new things, you know, that you're seeing in Amazon? What are some answers to some questions?
Quick intro, if you don't know me. So been doing just a quick.
Yeah,
just
sure.
For people to understand that I'm not just, you know, saying things from my head. I've been doing Amazon something like 15 years. We have a service A to Z, and we are dealing with appeals. This is, you don't need to be one of our customers as A to Z, although it is recommended. but if you have a problem, approach us. Most probably we'll try to explain first and then help you if you can't do it by yourself. Anyway. So there are several news, and I was not prepared for today. Remember, you told me a few minutes ago, basically.
About 5 minutes ago. Yep.
But I had something that will be shown next week, so I was kind of prepared. So there are a few interesting things that Amazon has changed recently that I don't know if people are aware of. So the first thing will be other seller, and it takes a bit to understand what I'm saying. Other sellers can contribute to your photos even if you are the brand owners. So this is something Amazon has changed like a week and a half ago. And it is basically, I don't know how or why Amazon has decided that, but this, if you ask me, as someone who dealt with all the hijackers and all the problem, and you know some of the cases, this is going to be crazy. And let me explain why. Don't worry, guys. People will know how to deal with it. You will most probably. We'll know eventually how to deal with it. So I'm just giving you like some kind of a promo before the wave will come. Let's say that I am a hijacker and you, Norm, has a product that I basically don't want to see. Okay? Let's say that you have something, I don't know, I can see a nice cosmetics that I am familiar with.
Yes.
one of them. That was not planned. So let's say that you have a cosmetics, a very successful line, and I don't want you to be there, but I cannot beat you with, let's say, normal marketing efforts and proper work. So you know what I will do? I will hire somebody that will create some kind of course, violation, but will go back, you know, black hat, and will remove you. And if you remember, like something like 2 years ago, we saw all the keywords that popped up in, let's say, Mexico or Japan.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
And at the beginning, it took us like, I don't know, 2 days to fix it. Eventually, it took us something like 2 hours to fix those problems. And after a while, they basically disappeared. But it was so expensive and because of the process. And in terms of product, basically, you were gone at the beginning for a week or something, which is not good if you're ranked number one or the top, let's say, top 10. So it has a huge, it was a huge problem, but it's not anymore. But let's say if Amazon has changed the photos and I'm thinking for now as a hijacker, tomorrow I can contribute the same photo. I can download your photo. I can click the right click and save your photo. And then I will go to the tools that I will not share with hijackers, but they probably know, and add a code. And the code will have, let's say, keywords, like the old keywords that we saw, it was lion tail and some drugs and others, and just upload the photo back to you and contribute it. Now your product will be shown on the Amazon system. Amazon system will immediately remove the product. And Houston, we have another problem.
Mm. So this seems like this is a way bigger problem than the problems that we had when with Mexico, Canada, and you were getting suspended. This seems to me that this could be the biggest issue ever with Amazon.
If you ask me, and sorry for smiling, the only reason that we have not heard yet about these kind of problems is because they're still laughing, the hijackers, or the fact that Amazon allowed them that. So it's crazy.
So we've got to put this into the newsletter too, because it's such a crazy thing. But why? Why do you think Amazon would allow other contributors on the listing now?
The truth is we don't know, but I'm always trying, you know, when people come to me with any kind of problem and blaming Amazon, I'm always, you know, I'm taking always the position of trying to understand Amazon. And the way Amazon, it doesn't sound nice, the way Amazon sees that, they are the owner of the listing. It doesn't matter that you are the brand owner or the product owner or whatever. They own the list. And it means that they can do whatever they want in order to make something good. So let's say that your photo is not good and my photo is better, let's say better resolution, better something else, they will try, you know, from the good point of view, they will try to make it better for the buyers, because they are thinking about the buyers. So this is the only way I can think this is normal, is because of this point of view. It's not right, because it will create some huge wave of problems. But, you know, they own the marketplace.
There are times, and I always go back. So I think we both have a love-hate relationship with Amazon. Yeah. Sometimes I have to question whether they want third-party sellers on there at all. I always question that. I don't know. But at the end of the day, they're still the biggest. I can still make money from them easier than I can from Walmart or from TikTok Shop. Unfortunately, we can't sell on TikTok Shop, but any of these others. But there's going to be a time where we're going to cross the line. And I don't know if this is what they want. I really don't. Like, do they want to just abandon, get us so pissed off that we start abandoning them so they could just sell their own product? I just don't get it.
So maybe we should not even try. I can see somebody wrote something, so let me address it in a second. I truly believe that they are trying to do the best they can. Sometimes, you know, dealing with appeals is not, and we had discussion in here, but also between us about appeals and the way to the point of view, let's call it the point of view. When I am looking at something, I'm not a normal seller. I'm thinking like, I need to understand the other side. What have they done? How they have done it? How should I address it? How will fix? And of course, how will be much smarter than them. So they will be removed. Going back to Amazon, because they are huge, because they are, and I respect them, I truly respect them, because they are such a huge company, such a huge marketplace, and we are all blessed. You know, you mentioned I'm from Israel, very small country from the Middle East, and I'm privileged to be there and to sell my products and to succeed with it and to have customers from the States and Canada and others. So instead of just saying, oh, Amazon, I'm saying, oh, what an amazing opportunity that we all have. So this is my way of dealing with that. Yes, they are not as advanced as we wanted them to be. That's the nicest way to say that. But you know what? It's our responsibility, and sometimes we have problems, and sometimes we need to deal with them. But it's the cost of doing things, and this is the way to address it. It's like, yes, I have succeeded. Yes, somebody played a game that I'm not willing to play with, but I do need to solve it. But it's if you think about all the problems, and now I'm taking something from, you know, when people are coming to me and they are like, oh my God, they took my company down, et cetera, et cetera. I need, part of my job is to make everything, you know, let's talk about it. Let's be calm. Let's understand everything and fix it. So if you will be in, let's say, like a supermarket or whatever, yeah, any store that you can think of, a real store, and you are there and you're putting your products there, and you are, let's say, you have a stock in there, just for the example, okay, and the air condition is now broken, you will need to pay for that. It's the same. Basically, it's the same. It's the same cost of doing things. So instead of air condition, you have problems that you need to fix. Instead of air condition, you have some documents that somebody did not understand why you send them the wrong documents, and they are just blocking you without a real reason, because they can ask you and you will most probably give them the right documents. But this is the way they are doing things, and we should all, you know, relax a bit and understand that they are not doing something to harm us. It's just their way of doing things, because I'm always trying to avoid that. But, you know, with all the problems that, let's say, the people, let's not say China, are doing in order to manipulate the system, it's a huge problem for Amazon as well. So they need to say, okay, we're not going to block them one by one. This is the rule, and this is how it will be from now on. So, yeah.
Okay, so, Kels, I see that there is a comment from a Facebook user. Can you explain that or read it?
You're muted.
This is from Joe Rexfeld. So,
oh, Joe.
Says, okay. Replace your images yourself with the largest and highest quality that you can. If you are on a listing with other people, our method of getting listing control is usually adding the largest quality images, because Amazon wants the consumers to see the best images. Self-defense.
So I'm interested. So Joe, if you're still listening, Nir, is from what I've just seen in that comment, will they? So if you are a seller and you want to go on the same person's like another person's listing, right? And you want to stop this. The best way to do this is to add higher quality, better images. And Amazon, if somebody else, like say there's a Chinese seller out there that's trying to hijack your listing, okay? And they put up lower resolution images, but they're still high quality. You just have a better image, or you have better aesthetics, let's say. Then Amazon will block that? Is that correct? So I'm not sure, yes. Joe, if I understand that correctly.
I understood. And it's actually a right approach for, let's say, many of the problems. So let's say that we are doing, most of the sellers will have 1,500, you know, square, okay? And now we are doing, just for the example, 3,000, okay? Pixels, everything is pixel. So right, if the Chinese guy will, no, not the Chinese, I don't want to call them Chinese, sorry, I do. Chinese are amazing. If the hijacker, that we don't know where he is coming from, will want to remove you, yes, he will try most probably with the lower, but then they will play with it. It's not that complicated. And, you know, if you have, it's good for the basics, for those who are not really advanced. And I can tell you that from someone who knows tons of things that hijackers did, yes, most of the time they are very, very low tech. So yes, you might dodge this bullet. Okay, that's a good advice. At least take the main photo and make it as quality as you can. But if I would want to do that, just for the example, I would go and attack the third, the fifth, the seventh, add another photo. I will play with your A+ or whatever, and make sure that even if I want to attack your main photo, I will make sure that I will be a bigger contributor in terms of information, and it's not that complicated.
So contributors' rights might have a thing to play into, but let's just say you take the same scenario. And Joe, by the way, if you want to come on, that would be great. We could bring Joe on as well.
And if people have problems, usually I'm trying to avoid speaking about appeals. I came here twice, once saying, hey, this is how to grow on Amazon. And the second time we spoke about branding, but now I'm speaking about appeals. And if you have any other questions and no one wants that, so feel free to ask and I will do my best to answer.
But this is something that I'm very curious about. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about better, higher quality images. Yes. But if somebody decides to right-click, save as, and manipulate your image in the back end, let's say it's A+, and put some...
They will not be able to do that. But let's say just through the other systems. But let's say normal photo, okay?
Right, okay. They can't do it on A+?
No, because you need to have like a vendor and all the others, because if you remember, it's a different system.
Okay. Yeah. So only on the upper.
Although they know how to do it.
Okay. So the back end mm-hmm. of the image, the metadata of the image, mm-hmm. they can change that still. And how do you know if they change that?
Normal people cannot know it. And I've been sending photos to Amazon, I don't know, at least 10 years with information, with keywords that I've been adding because I can.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if the Amazon system is allowing it or not, but it's like, it's there. So... I don't know. It's like it's not a secret. I think even we discussed about it. It is a secret, you know. It is highly advanced tactics, but it is. I'm sure I'm not the only one who is doing it.
Okay, so I think Joe's going to come on, but before Joe comes on, let me see. I'm just going to talk a bit about start, scale, exit, repeat. Kels, if you want to throw that up there. All right. So I've been talking about this book, Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. One of our listeners, I know, Luke, has read it, and I think he feels the same way I did. It's one of the best business books out there. Not only did it become number one on Amazon for both for the digital Kindle, as well as the hardcover book and softcover book. It was in about 15 to 20 categories, just beating everything out, and just quite a success. The reason for it is it breaks down four components: start, scale, exit, repeat. And within each one, it breaks it down even further. So there's four categories. And then within those four categories, it breaks it down into all these different subcategories. So more than just a business book, it's a business reference guide. You can almost go back. And this is how Colin has gone, grown different companies, sold them for eight figures, nine figures consistently. And on Amazon also, eight-figure brands, just continually. And he shows how he does that. So he is not an Amazon seller. He has brands, but he grows a lot through retail. He also has a bunch of tech companies, and it just goes through. He talks about his failures, what he did, how to get around them. It was learning. But I just found it to be an excellent reference guide for any business, small, medium, and large. He's gone through, I think he said 200 interviews, and he did not do this through ChatGPT. He wrote this book over 10 years. So it's called Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. Kels, if you want to throw up the link there, I would highly recommend it. I've read it. I read a lot of different business books, and this has got to be, he's a buddy of mine. And he said, what do you really think of it? I said, I think it's one of the best books, business books I ever read. He says, no, what do you really think of it? I said, that's what I think. So check it out. If you're into books, or if you're into, like, if you just want to get Audible, you can get it there as well. Okay. So let's get back to it. Look at that guy. Look at him.
Joe, you're muted.
No, I'm not. Hello.
Now you're not. But Tom, I'm going to buy this book. Sounds so interesting.
That's what I thought. If I can get it on audio, I'll do it. I don't read.
Yeah, me too. On audio.
Hold on. I'm old.
Habits, so. I'm trying to get out of.
Something about, you know what? I guess just being old. I like something in my hands that I can just turn the page.
Hold your iPhone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right.
So welcome, sir. You are probably our close to, if not the number one contributor in the WhatsApp group. Good, bad, or ugly comments.
I'm not a 140 character person.
No, it's awesome having you in the group and you know, just contributing as much as you do. So today, unfortunately, our guest had a family emergency, and I wanted to just go over a few topics that, you know, might be interesting just out of the blue. So, Joe, what's something that you're seeing that you'd like to discuss, if anything?
You know, something that I've just kind of been looking at and thinking about, and I actually had asked you if I could post something and forgot, mobile optimization. Mm-hmm. There's new numbers out and new percentages out. I think it's 60% or 54% of people do almost all of their browsing on the internet on their phone, which is crazy when you think about it. That's all their internet. But if I wasn't working, I would probably do most of my internet browsing stuff on my phone as well.
Right.
And most sellers don't optimize for mobile. I ask sellers all the time, have you ever looked at your listings on your phone? And most of the time the answer is no. You know, and on Amazon, 2 years ago there was a study and it came up with 80% of buyers begin browsing on their phone, and 64% later convert on their desktop.
Right.
But they're starting on their phone. So if you don't have a good listing, if your listing does not attract them on the mobile, they're not going to look at it later on. They're going to go to the ones that they remember. You know,
this is so true. I totally agree with you. If I may allow, mm-hmm. check it twice, because you need to check it on the mobile for those who are, you know, first thing first, you can check it even on the desktop. You have an option of mobile and desktop for A plus, but I think for other things as well. But this is the easiest way. But then check it on the app, on the, you know, Amazon app, and also check it on, like, on Chrome. Just go to Amazon and check it, not through the app, but Joe, you're 100% right. It's a must. And it, and the order is different. So let's say, if I remember correctly, in most of the category, the A plus will appear first, while in the desktop, it's the bullet points.
The A plus appears first. The bullet points are further down. Yeah. Even if there's not A plus, the description will appear before the bullet points. And they truncate everything. So when I talk to people about making their listing, Amazon will truncate your bullets to 80 characters, your title to 80 characters, and your description to 200 characters if you just have a description. A listing needs to be able to sell on that. On three bullets with 80 characters each, a shortened title, you know, and a shortened description. You really need to look at your listing like that and then add all the other fluff around it, you know, and build it out. But those truncated amounts need to be the, you know, where your money words are, you know, and where you close the sale. So when I teach people how to write a listing, I'll tell them you have three bullets of 80 characters each, a title with 80 characters, and a 200 word, description. Sell me your product. That's really hard. You know, it is really, really hard to get everything that you want across in that. And what I find is that, I mean, I do this anyway, but what I find is, you know, I don't care about the rubber handle on the hammer. I care about the house the hammer is going to build. You know, I go for the stronger emotional, you know, the emotional phrases in the beginning of the bullets. You know, people go to Amazon and they look at 30 listings. How many times do they have to see the same features before they just stop reading the bullets?
Right.
You know, people just, they don't realize that. So really, the only features I'm going to put in the bullets are going to be the features that I have that nobody else has. Besides that, by the time they see my listing, a lot of times they've already seen all that crap. You know, it's impact.
I was going to say that with the bullets, I love what you're saying about bringing out that the benefit about the house that's going to be built by the hammer. Sometimes sellers just don't have that expertise, and you'll see that they don't know the difference between a feature and a benefit. So one of the things that you can do right now,
or a sentence in a novel.
Yeah, exactly. Who wants to read 550 characters? You know, I want to get right to I want to get to the point. And one of the things that I can use now is I can put in my information and I can ask ChatGPT, what are the benefits of this hammer? Make it engaging. If XYZ is talking about it, how would they phrase it?
And so let's take it to the next level, because this is very interesting. And I always prefer to speak about branding. So if that's the case, Joe spoke about the title, and if you are putting your brand name, you're losing something very significant that, by the way, Amazon in most of the categories will remove anyway the brand name from the title. So don't waste space on that. But many, and you know what, Joe, let's play with that. That can be really interesting. You know, you see that many sellers, when they are not, let's say, advanced or just began, or they are, let's say, first year, they try to copy other products which are ranked number 1, 2, 3, 5, whatever. So instead of one product which is not good, now you see many products which are not good. And instead of having the benefit that Joe just mentioned, say what makes you different.
Yeah.
Instead of being different, you're just another not a copy of the original listing, let's call it.
There's eye tracking data from, I think, 2013 or 2014. It's kind of old now, but there's eye tracking data from Amazon listings, and it shows that somebody's eyes, they go from left to right, back to left on the title, then they go down the bullets. And the only time that they actually read the bullets was when they were short and scannable. The longer the bullets were, the less of a chance that they even came off that left edge, you know, and they just go down that. And I mean, I ask people, it's like, do you read the bullets? When you see the, you know, a novel for bullets, do you really look at it? We all look for keywords. You know, we're looking for specific words that make us want to read that line, you know? And so, you know, what I try to do is two short, 4, 5, 6 word emotional, you know, the whole purpose of a listing is to get somebody to say, wow, look at this. They have this feature that those other people don't have, or that those other people got bad reviews on. I like this. I want to get this. I want this now. That's the whole, you know, the purpose of the listing. You want to get them to click buy before they scroll. Reviews are all the way down at the bottom of the listing. That's asking people to work to get to the reviews. Mm. You don't want them to do that. You just want them to hit, you know, you want to get them charged up. People buy on emotions. They justify the purchase based on features. So I want to get them in the, you know, I want the emotional buy, you know, which is going to be, you know, the spur of the moment thing. That's what we want to, you know, you want to excite them. That's what I think.
I'm not sure if it's just even emotion, you know, emotion is one aspect, but, you know, mm-hmm. And I fully agree with you. I want them to remember that somebody, and this is for every listing that we're making, I want them to have something unique that they will come to. And it's not just something which is not significant. I want them to come. I remember that I saw before, like 4 products ago, I saw something and I want that, because this is the thing that will make my listing different. This is why they will convert better. This is why they will remember me, or different order.
You have to state your USP immediately. Yeah,
this is branding. This is branding.
Why should I stay here? When people go to a website, you have 3 seconds to tell them that they're on the right website, that you have what they want and what they should do next, you know, why they should stay there. You have no, and I mean, it has to be instant. So you have to have a great image when they first land on your website. You have to have your USP and a shop now, or click here, or join. You have to tell them what to do. You, and as fast as computers are now, you know, it needs to be instant, or else they're clicking and going elsewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, conversions are desire minus labor minus confusion, really.
Right.
If you have the desire and you make it easy for them, you know, they're more apt to click. If they have to look, you know, how do I buy this? You know, how do I buy this? What I want? The more they have to look, the faster they're going to leave.
Okay, very good, Kels. I see that we have a couple of questions. I want to make sure we get to those too.
Yeah, so we've got one from Rad from Nier. Nier, has your company reinstated the listing that was removed?
Many.
All right. And from CoolHand99, is there any recourse for returns that were customer damaged or damaged in shipping?
There is for Amazon.
I'm trying to...
Completely the question. So if it was damaged and Amazon returned it to the inventory, or?
Yeah, Amazon doesn't always refund in full. They you know, they charge, you know, they'll give less back, but they don't always pass that back on to the seller.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So that's it for the questions, right?
I do have a few things that I want to add, because Joe was, we're playing on the same side of the field. It's like amazing. I'm so happy that you came, because I'm a huge believer in branding. And he mentioned something that called I forgot the keyword. It's like unique selling proposition, but USP, sorry. So make sure that you have something that is unique.
USP.
Yeah, USP.
Yep.
And I do want to say, Naomi, if you allow me 1 second, that something that basically nobody knows.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So I have my, I have my groups, etc. But I saw something that they haven't seen, and they're very advanced. So I will read it because it's so important. Amazon have their brand. You need to have a brand. 2 years ago, it wasn't a must. I would think that even 5 years ago, it was a must. But let's say now it's a must. And now you can see all the metrics in there on your brand within Amazon Central, which is extremely important. But now, since this week, since February 12th, like 4 days ago, you can have also the branded search ratio, the star rating, the brand conversion rate, and the repeat customer ratio. So it means that you have huge amount of information you can understand, and if you are smart, also use. So that this is what I wanted everyone to know.
So can you say those four again, please?
Yes, of course. It's they're all, if you go, it's a bit complicated to find if you haven't. Go to the brand tab and then play there, and you will find it. It's not that complicated if you know it is in the brand tab. Joe, help me if you're on Amazon. And then you have four new. You have a lot of other things there, but you have four new. Branded search ratio, star rating, brand conversion rate, and repeat customer ratio.
So was repeat customer there before? Or is that, I thought there was
not, customer not, not with this index. So there are, it's going back to the beginning of our conversation. They are giving you, Amazon are keeping all the kept all the information, yep, internally, because it's theirs, et cetera. Now they do understand that we need that. If they want us to invest money, if they want us to spend money, then they need to give us some information so we'll know that we're no longer, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we're not willing to send Google ads and just pay because it will sell or not. So now we need to get the attribution information, et cetera.
It's only taken them 2.5 decades to realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. we will see everything one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that repeat information or the repeat customers, I love that because you can target them still. You can't do it with an email, but you can. Well, you can actually through Amazon Experience, so you can target the I forget the four different categories. Help me out if I have them. It's your latest 20%, I think it is, of people that are seeing your products, your repeat customers. I forget. I'll post it in the group.
Yes,
branded search is really important as well, because that's a great way to measure your off Amazon efforts.
Right. Right.
But you know,
branded searches convert 35% more, which is huge.
Yeah. No, it's only 35%. Come on now.
Yeah.
So I see Steve's thrown in a question. Let's answer that.
Yeah. So Steve's question is, I sent my product FBM. Order was for a 4-pack. Customer says they received only one. I know it's not true because I packed the order myself. Now they want a refund or a remaining order. What should I do?
Just
do it.
There's nothing you can do unless you have.
Yeah. Unless you want that one star. Unless you want the one star. Yeah. And you know what? I don't know what the exact percentage is, but there's people who know how to play the system in everything. And this is just one of those people that do that, Steve. From experience, you can either just take it and it'll cost you 4 units or 3 units, or it'll cost you a hell of a lot more with that 1-star review.
The other thing to do, though, is also look at the wording in the listing and just make sure that that's really clear. That it says four of one, you know, four units in a package or all the, just the fine print.
No, it's just like exactly as Norm said, it's not about the images. It's about somebody who's trying to manipulate. I have in my appeals department a case, actually two cases. One was solved already and the other will be solved in 2-3 days. Someone, extremely expensive product, extremely, like above 1,000, okay? And it's FBM and it was sent and then it was returned without the tracking, of course, because they have not returned it. And now they were so, I don't know what they have tried to do, but anyway, they even had A to Z claim because they wanted the money, not to return and to play with them. So they hired me and I was like, at the beginning, I said, okay, it's a case, but then I got really angry and I said, okay, now I'm going to play back really hard. And I approach Amazon and I approach the legal department and everything else. And we're going to do a few things. So they will get the money back. They already removed A to Z, of course, which was harming the customer. But I also want to ban the buyer. And so the first two points already achieved, but so it will not happen to others. We will ban him from Amazon because he was manipulating the system, and yeah, it's rare, but it happens. So, and
I have a book that I got in this hackers group that I'm in, and it's all about how to spam Amazon with returns.
Oh my gosh!
Order a hard drive and order nail polish, and then say the nail polish broke.
In my group, one of my groups, we have like a segment of the funniest returns.
you know what? We should talk about that. You guys are both part of the WhatsApp group. I would love to get just something going about, what we should be looking out for, like these bundles. You know, I've seen this where we've sold these non-alcoholic spirits and, you know, these type of things come back all the time. You know, the bottle broke and the other product broke with it. Like this is some other stuff that go into the kit that we sell. It's just excellent that if people know about that, but you know, what can they do about it? You know, the nail polish, what can you do about that?
It's a total scam.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a group in Germany. That's where I got this book from. It's a big, and it's a, like a Facebook group or whatever. And it's all about scamming marketplaces. And they have outlines that they give people for each marketplace. This is how you do it. And this is what you say. And this, you know, it's the world's full of idiots, unfortunately, and there's always somebody out there trying to jump the system. Although there's something sellers can do with to protect themselves is to post a return policy, even if it matches Amazon's return policy word for word.
Yeah.
By law in the U.S., you have to have a return policy.
It's risky, Joe.
Yeah. If you don't, then you have to abide by the marketplace's return policy. But if you post a return policy on your store, and even if it mimics Amazon's return policy, but then they accept a return a year later, you have it in your return policy that you only have this window. And if they make that judgment to accept the return after the window's closed, because you have a policy, they have to reimburse you.
It's kind of, and I'm not trying to, you can do it on the bullet points, but it is risky. If you want to make sure that you are according to Amazon TOS, and trust me, be there, do it within the A+, because the A+ is being checked. So you will not have any problems with this kind of things. Problems. You cannot fight with scammers, I'm saying, and we can all agree that for my you know, those accounts that we are handling, I'm fighting. So these kind of hackers, whatever you call them in the nicest way, will not be there. So we are pushing them away. If it's not worth for them to play with us or our customers, then they are not there. They are playing with others. Unfortunately.
And it's difficult because for small sellers, you know, everybody just says, oh, eat it. Refund them, eat it, do this, do that. That encourages them to continue. I prefer high ticket items, and I have a lot of clients with high ticket items. I have one client that sells a $5,500 item. And I mean, you when you have something like that, you just grin and take it and say, screw you on the A to Z claim. You know, if I have to, because I can't, I'm not going to take the $500 loss or stuff like that. And it's just frustrating because, you know, Amazon's whole return, their return policy, Walmart's return policy, they all encourage that. You know, they encourage that. Although right now I've noticed on Reddit's really blown up with people that are pissed off about Prime, and they're pissed off about the ads. They're pissed off about the price, the fee increases, and they're pissed off about refunds taking 30 to 60 days now, which is, I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah. And all of those I'm pissed off about, especially the ads.
Well, there's a class action lawsuit that was just filed on the ads.
Wow. You want, if we're all pissed, can I offer something nice?
Sure.
So again, I don't know, I'll send you the image, but maybe I'll share with everyone else. If you don't have virtual bundles, which was something you shouldn't have until recently, because it was, you cannot do anything with it because you cannot use ads, et cetera, et cetera. But now, like again, from the last month or something, Amazon are playing with it. It's a beta, but we noticed that that if you have virtual bundles, they will appear below your cart, below the add to cart button, which is the best placement on Amazon listing. And both mobile and desktop. And it means like it's not costing you anything. It's not expensive. It's yours. If you will not take it, otherwise Amazon will put somebody else in there.
I agree. That's great placement.
Yeah. It's like, it's amazing thing.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to what we were talking about earlier about the mobile optimization. Just a question, because I don't have the answer. If you're doing this, so when we're doing e-commerce sites, we can easily go see the compatibility of Safari, Chrome, Firefox, different mobile phones, what it looks like. Do you know, I'm just kind of curious, if there is an app that can show you what your Amazon looks like on an Android compared to an iPhone. Is there any difference?
Yeah, there is. I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, but there is. I'll find out, Norm, and I'll put it in the
in very the good.
I use an emulator called what's it called? Let's see.
Look for it, and I will say I don't know. But I will ask Copilot. Basically, in the last 2 weeks, I'm asking everything. Copilot, send me this. Copilot, yes. I'm a huge fan of Copilot.
I use a phone emulator. So I have a mobile phone on my computer, and it's an emulator. It's only Android. It's not iPhone. But I'm able to, like, load old apps on it. I have old versions of Pinterest when Pinterest used to give a little bit more information in the app. Than they do now, and it still gives you that information.
Oh,
I like that because then I'll pull that up and I'll check listings while I'm working on them. But if you go into developer mode on any browser, if you hit F12 and bring up developer mode, you can emulate different phones in your browser window.
Very good.
I'm playing. I'm a bit in a playful day. It's the end of the week, so let's be playful. Anyone here knows what is Sora?
Sora?
That's the ChatGPT
update. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So no, stay here, Kelsey.
I didn't hear what the question was.
It's amazing, and I'll give you, remind me after that, I will tell you something about that. Remind me to give you, I'll give you the tip first, and then I will discuss Sora. So I haven't told anyone in here, even in my group yet, but we noticed, I think a day ago, that if you are watching on Amazon listing the videos, and you are muted, now you have titles. So they have started to show the titles. So if you know, we told everyone you don't need to say anything because nobody is listening. Now they're reading. Now it's a new phase starting this week or something. Nice. Very, very beautiful way to address them because they will read. It's there. You cannot avoid reading it. So use it. Be the first and enjoy the surfing.
Go ahead.
No, you, and then.
Oh, I was just going to say, I talked about it in the last podcast, but Pictory, if you go into the plugins, now has one of the plugins called Pictory, and you can put in a blog, you can put in, you know, whatever you want, and it'll generate a pretty good video compared to, you know, the information that you put in there. So Pictory's like we've used Pictory quite a
bit.
Everything
is going to change, Norm. Everything is going to change, and it will take a few weeks. But OpenAI announced this tonight or your morning that here, this is it. This is a script. This is a video made of a script, and it looks like it's amazing. You cannot even believe.
I saw a kid doing. Presenting like baklava or something. A kid made the video, and it looked real.
Here, this is amazing. This is
that's crazy.
No, you can have in few minutes a video that looks like it was filmed for the movie for the I don't know.
So Facebook announced this week that they're going to start tagging all videos and images that are AI generated.
Yeah, sure. So you have a video, and now you will add some. Voiceover, somebody will read it. You can do it with the AI, AI, and then it will be on Amazon with your products and with text. It's like new phase. It's a revolution. It's like
it's crazy. This is moving so fast. Yeah. All right, we see that we got a couple of more. One from my buddy Wasim. Okay, and Rad.
Okay, so yeah, we'll answer these two questions. I think we'll be all set. From Wasim, do you know any services in the U.S. that can fulfill orders on an FBM model to customers in Canada? Canadian shipping costs are super high, but have a growing user base in Canada.
Well, I'm completely transparent. I'm sure Honu with Afalabi could probably do that. And I'm sure there's a bunch of others out there. You guys have any thoughts on that?
No. Go with the Flubby.
All right. And then we just have one comment from Rad. The customer removes the battery and will return the product. Amazon no longer inspects returns like they did in 2009.
Yeah. Right. Ah.
Yeah, but it can be frustrating.
It can go much deeper.
Yeah. All right, guys. So I've got a live read. I'll be back in just a second. Let me see. Oh, Kelsey, where did I put that? Okay. So today's live read is for Seller Basics. Let me just center this so I can read the bloody thing. Here we go. Hey, Amazon sellers ever faced with suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics, our Amazon accounts guardian. With just $99 a month or $89 if you use code NORM, Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your business from these challenges. Plus, this membership offers free legal consultations from seasoned e-commerce attorneys. No long-term contracts, cancel at just a month's notice, and you can view Seller Basics as your Amazon account's health plan. You can check Seller Basics out at sellerbasics.com. Now for the disclaimer. Seller Basics isn't an insurer or law firm. Consultations come from independent firms. Results may vary. Membership is needed before events leading to claims, and terms apply. Okay, guys, where is everybody? Thank you so much, guys, for coming on, answering some questions, and just being you. You guys are awesome.
Thanks for
It's amazing.
All right.
And if anyone has, I don't know if you're doing Will of Kelsey. If you are, I can donate. But if you don't, feel free, guys. I am giving always my email. Usually I'm giving even my phone. I'm in Norm's group. Feel free to send me WhatsApp. Don't be embarrassed to do that. I am pretty used to answer questions during day and night. Don't do things, you know, if you have problems, I'm going back to the appeals. If you have problem, instead of acting and then we will need to fix it, stop, ask few people, try to add me in there as well. You can do it in here. You can see the market wise. It's a market-wise.com. That's the website. But really, send me a WhatsApp. Ask me, hey, Nir, can I ask you something? And then just say it. I will help. Or it's my email if you're really embarrassed. It's nir@market-wise.com. Sorry. I'm there to help.
I noticed that we got another quick question that came in, and then we'll get Joe's information.
Okay, this one's from Bartnett. I'm late to your party today. I'm pushing my goods to European customers. Please advise how I should update my listing. And another, how do you determine how much my competitors are spending on the ads on a daily basis? And we got another. I don't know how much time we're going to go over.
How about we take one of them? And let's see, the first one, anybody have any views on pushing my products to Europe? Please advise how often I should update my listing.
It needs to be in the local languages. That's really, really important.
Really important.
And there are differences. There are differences, like color is a word that always, you know, I always find people who are selling from the UK to the US, they will write color with the U.
Yep. It's
kind of funny for others. I would use I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but we're using DataDive. I just said it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brendan Young's app. Use this, understand where you are, understand if you need to update, and if you need, just update it. It's like very easy. I am a huge believer in updating listings. I am not afraid of, you know.
But even if it's something subtle, that's still, and I think this still applies today, it applies to your contributors' rights, correct? So if somebody's trying to, you know, not scam, but hijack, and they take over your listing, it's very easy to get the listing back, or because you have contributors' rights, it's harder for them to take control of a listing.
You know what will be a good advice? Prepare flat file. Prepare. Don't use
100%.
Don't use them. If you don't know how to use them, don't use them. It's very risky, but prepare. Always prepare. It's under, if I remember correctly, inventory report, go to the category report, just click download, and that's it. Be prepared.
Yeah, I recommend to people that they upload their category listing report every month just to clear out any Amazon garbage and just to keep things consistent, because Amazon has no control over their catalog.
Yeah,
you know,
very
really.
And it's good to do it every few weeks or months because Amazon are now changing the flat file system.
Yes,
it was so complicated. Now it's going to be three times more complicated. But you see me smiling because I love it.
Vanessa Hung and I think Amy Weiss have a video that they did on the new flat file. So I don't know if we can put it up here, Kel.
It was not updated yet. It's like a beta. We've seen it. It's not
right.
I respect and love.
I have an article on the video.
Amazing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, on my website.
Ah, very good. Can you throw that into the WhatsApp group?
Play with it. Sure. If you don't play with it. That's very easy to understand.
All right.
So, hey, Norm, something I can answer one of those other questions really quick.
Sure.
Somebody said how to find out what their competitors are spending in ads. If they go to m19.com, it's a PPC service, they have an article that tells you how to use brand analytics to figure out exactly what your competitors are spending on their PPC, on their bids, to see what they're getting their sales from and to find out how much they're paying per bid. So what I recommend people to do is go there, make a big list of all the different, you know, words that your competitors are getting sales from and what they're spending, and then budget. And you can see that, you know, certain
really?
Words you just can't afford. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll have to check that out.
I didn't know this as well.
Very good. Thank you.
I've never tried their software, but that's a great article.
I don't know the software.
So. Yeah.
Just make sure it's like I am sure it's good, but just make sure, you know, all the software, these are just estimations.
No, this is just an explanation of how to use brand analytics to do it. So you're not using their software, you're using your brand analytics. So for a new seller that's not, you know, brand registered, they need to find a friend. You know, that's what all these groups are full of. Get somebody else to run the reports for them.
They need to have a brand.
Yep. All right.
And then
very
to make
good.
A brand as soon as possible.
All right, Joe, what's your information?
I'm at ecommerceoptimizer.com. I'm also, I'm in these groups all the time. People know me. I just had two messages from the WhatsApp people in the WhatsApp group while we were in here.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm always in the groups talking to people, and I've got a new site coming out soon that is going to be full of marketing tools for sellers, AI related marketing tools.
Let us know about them. We're always building out. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's that should be out here shortly.
Okay. That would be fantastic. All right, guys. I really appreciate you guys coming on and being part of this podcast today and in about 5 minutes notice. So sure. Thank you so much.
Want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcast, click over here. 100, 100, 100.